Hey everybody, Adam Stott here. Thanks for checking out my podcast, Business Growth Secrets. You're absolutely in the right place. This podcast is going to reveal to you all of the secrets that you've been looking to discover that are going to allow you to cure your cash flow problems, attain more clients, bring in more leads for your business, and create systems and processes that give you the growth that you want. You are going to discover the business growth secrets you have been looking for that I've used to sell over £50 million worth of products and services on social media and help clients everywhere to grow their businesses on demand. So let's get started on the Business Growth Secrets podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Business Growth Secrets, the podcast. I'm here with Charlie from our marketing team. And he has been asking some epic questions from you.
Epic.
People that have been commenting and putting them in the comments. So if you have a business question, a business challenge that you want to ask, go ahead, comment, put it in the chat, and we will be more than happy to help you with it. You know, what is this podcast all about? It's all about helping business owners take their businesses from, say, six figures to seven figures. How do we turn you into a million-pound business owner using scaling strategies? That's what it's all about. Take it away, Charlie, with your questions for today.
So this one is that a lot of business owners come to you about, and it's a bit of a controversial area, but it's about putting their prices up. How do you go around that with your existing clients? When do you decide that the prices have to go up? And what are the best strategies about having that conversation with them?
Okay, so lots of different aspects of the question. Yeah. Let's break it down. So the first part of when should you put your prices up, for most businesses, probably right now, is the answer. And a lot of businesses undercharge, and a lot of people's pricing strategies, what they do is they go, right, I need to figure out what my prices are for my business. So they go and they find somebody that does something similar to them.
And just match it.
And they match it, put it a little bit higher, a little bit lower, depending on where they're at. You know, and they find two or three people and they go somewhere around that. And that is their pricing strategy. And then they leave it like that for years.
Yeah. Don't even change it.
And it's crazy. And when you look at what we've been going through in the economy over the past couple of years with inflation, inflation is going up and many people have not put their prices up, but everything that they pay. So imagine this for a moment. I'll just try and really get across to you. Imagine that we kept our prices the same continuously forever and we're running a business, and year one, let's say we run a business, year one, make £1 million. Yeah. We sell £1 million worth of stuff.
Yeah.
After we've paid for everything, we make £100,000 net in the business. So we've got 10% profit, right?
Yeah.
£1 million to 100,000. And then year two, we do the same thing, you know, £1 million, 100,000 in profit. Yeah. Year three, same thing.
Yeah.
And then inflation changes in the UK and we don't do anything about it. We don't change our prices and we sell £1 million worth of stuff.
Actually, it's going down.
But basically, everything that we pay for has gone up in price. So we've still done £1 million worth of sales, but instead of making £100,000 because we've paid more for everything, and all of a sudden we might only make £20,000. So we've worked the same amount of hours, the same amount of time, just the same amount of effort. Yeah. We're just making less money. Why? Yeah. Because that's what happens with inflation. When you pay more for everything else, your profitability is affected.
Yeah.
So when I say why should business owners probably put their prices up, especially what we've just been through in the UK economy, business owners need to do that. And the reality is, it's not just that. You know, inflation is one thing, but what we've also seen is we've seen corporation tax has increased from 19% to 25%. So at the end of the year, on that £100,000, a business used to pay, you know, £19,000 in corporation tax, and they're paying 25.
Yeah.
So the inflation, you're paying more for everything you buy, you're paying more in tax, you know, and guess what's also gone up? Minimum wage.
Yeah.
So the employees that pay for you, they've gone up as well. So all of a sudden, your 100 grand is going
shrinking. Yeah.
So business owners need to be commercial. They need to be smart.
Yeah.
And they need to understand. And then they go, I can't put my prices up because my competitors are not. Well, the reality is your competitors are going to go out of business.
Yeah.
Because
it's not about being scared of your competitors when, like, you need to be more scared of losing money and going out of business yourself.
You do. Yeah. You need to be more scared of your business being at risk than what your competitors are doing.
Yeah.
So there's a sharp wake-up call to a few business owners that are watching. And
the actual reality. So this is how pricing works. So I always remember I had a really, when I first started the coaching business, not even this business, when I first started coaching ever, I had a great coach at the time that I was working with. His name was Marco. Yeah. And he talked to me about the concept of market thresholds. And what he said to me was, as I went out and I had a few people that really wanted to work with me and wanted me to coach them. And I was running other businesses. It wasn't my main business. It isn't what I wanted to do. But they were asking me. So I said, how much should he charge? He said, well, you know, charge as much as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And do them a great deal and give them value. So the first thing I said is, okay, yeah, I'll coach you. It's £1,000. Yeah. £1,000 a month. And the person I made that offer to said, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem. So I said, Marco, I did what you said. I charged £1,000a month. They're happy. We're getting great results. So what have you managed to do for their business? Well, when they started working with me, they were losing £10,000 a month. We've turned that around now. And now they're making like £8,000 a month. So they've swung the whole profitability. It's like, wow, well, they got a good deal at a grand, didn't they? I went, oh, I suppose they did. He said, well, yeah, you saved their business. He said, oh, I said, well, what do I do? He said, well, the next person that wants it, you charge £2,500. And what did I go? I was like, I don't know if I could charge that.
Yeah.
So just do it. So I went out and the next person I charged them £2,500. And they were like, oh, yeah, great. So I started working with them. I got them a great result. Yeah. And then I remember talking to Marco and I said, Marco, what do I charge now? He said, charge £5,000.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I couldn't possibly do that. He's like, so I did. And then he said, yeah. And then they got a good result. Yeah. I was like, then charge £10,000. I was like, I can't possibly charge £10,000.
Yeah.
And he said, and the lesson in this of the stacking of the pricing is what I was doing was actually testing the market's appetite for the offer, right?
You go until someone says no.
Essentially, if everybody's saying yes, you're too cheap.
Yeah.
Now, when I did go 10,000, people started losing their bottle when they didn't go ahead.
But then you know where it's at.
Yeah, so I knew that the market threshold was that for that point. Type of opportunity was that, unless I changed client.
And then
if I went out and deal with American Express and I'm consulting for them, 10,000 is nothing.
Yeah,
you're doing for your average business owner, it's different, right?
Yeah.
So
you know you're at the highest level, so you don't have to worry about like, I mean, you already now know because you've tested it, that for that moment in time, you're at the top of that level.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is the concept of market thresholds. And most business owners have never applied that to their business. They've never seen the impact of that. They're too afraid that people will say no. Yeah. So they've never increased their prices consistently in order to do that. So it's something that I would definitely, and I just gave extreme examples there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it might be that your restaurant is currently charging $6.99 for a meal. Yeah. And you could charge $9.99 and then people would say nothing. And then you could charge $14.99 and then they would say nothing.
Yeah.
And then you would charge $16.99 and then they would say nothing. And then
you wait until
people stop going into a restaurant because they think you start charging £20 and think it's too expensive.
Yeah.
You know, so you've found your sweet spot.
Yeah.
And it's always worth testing. And look, give you an example of how a restaurant could do that. Is maybe you don't change your menu, but what you do is you put a special on for £20 and you see who orders a special.
Makes sense? Yeah.
And now you've got a little test going on as to, is there an appetite to spend £20 in my restaurant for the special?
Yeah.
And if there is, maybe the special now makes the menu.
Yeah. And
because
then it's
on
the menu.
Right?
And then you get another special, but this special is £22.
Exactly right. Yeah. And then you're building up, and you're testing those market thresholds. And it's a really good thing for business owners to do with their pricing. So if you go back to the question, you said pricing, how do they do it?
Yeah.
I think we've covered a couple of those aspects. Well, there's more to it, Charlie, or not?
It was just about, so with your, say if you're a service-based business, and I don't know, maybe you're a life coach to someone and you've been charging them a certain amount of money all year, but now, you know, everything's gone up, April's come around and you want to start charging them more. What's the sort of best way to go around that?
So existing clients.
Existing clients.
Good, really good question.
Yeah.
So look, my philosophy on this and what I do is I always reward loyalty and I make that very clear. So, for example, when we started Gold Circle in 2016, the program for that mentoring program was around £7,000, around that per year. And the interesting thing is that now is £16,000, £17,000 program per year. but it's not the same program as it was 8 years ago. Yeah. But there were people that joined me in 2016, and I've let them renew every year for their original price point.
Yeah.
Now, why? I appreciate loyalty.
Yeah.
I reward loyalty.
Yeah.
And what that means is that person that came in 2016, well, the difference between Gold Circle in 2016 and Gold Circle in 2024 is that Gold Circle in 2024 has 9 coaches in it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just get me just and get the team, you get 9 different coaches.
Yeah.
Gold Circle in 2024 has trainings every single day.
Yeah.
Gold Circle in 2024 is live streamed around the world.
Yeah.
Gold Circle in 24 has marketing one-on-one coaching. It has funnel one-on-one coaching. CRM one-on-one coaching has all this stuff, but in 2016 it didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a few points across in this conversation. So first of all, I don't increase pricing on existing clients. I reward loyalty.
Cool. Yeah.
And secondly, and the second point of the conversation is, in order to increase price,
you have to increase value.
You have to increase value.
Yeah.
You picked that up very well, right? You increase the value and you can continue to increase the value.
Yeah.
And the more value you increase, the more valuable that the product becomes to the people.
Yeah.
And that's why people stayed with us for years for the loyalty and new people get way more value than the person that came in originally. And if anyone went, well, I'm paying 20 grand for that and they pay, or, you know, I'm paying 17
they
grand
at the beginning.
And they paid seven, well, they've paid seven for 8 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So they've paid £70,000. Yeah.
And they've stayed loyal with you.
Right? You know, where you might only be in the program for a year or two, right? So it's slightly different. So I think that's a way of giving everybody value. And also it gives that mentality of first come, first served. Yeah. And when I launch a new product, I always launch a new product at a low price point.
Yeah.
And the reason I launch a product at a low price point is I want a lot of people to come on board, test the product.
Build the foundation.
Yeah, build the foundations,
yeah.
You know, and actually work with me through the process. And then I will increase the price, you know. So the new people, no, they always get a great deal, right?
Yeah.
And that's, which is,
there you go.
Which is good. Yeah,
yeah, no, answered that perfectly. And I think, it definitely makes sense, you know, keeping the same price for those loyal customers. And then I love what you said about the story with Marco, like, testing the waters, because then you always know you're at that ceiling.
So the strategy for the loyalty strategy is often referred to as grandfather pricing.
Yeah.
And what that means is you're grandfathered in. You were there at the beginning, you get to keep the pricing, all that. So just so people are aware, that's kind of the philosophy. And that's the philosophy that I like to use with my clients to reward them for their loyalty. So I think to sum up from this episode, if somebody's been listening, you probably need to increase your prices right now. Okay. You need to look at how your costs have gone up. And if you are worried about increasing your prices, ask yourself, how can I increase my value to the person that is buying the product or service? Yeah. Because when you actually go and offer them that increased price, you're not going to be worried about that. When you go, but they now get this and they get this and they get this. So if you look at it in that way, increase pricing, increase value, look after and be loyal to your existing client base.
Yeah.
Your existing client base should always get great deals. You should always look after them.
Yeah.
And that way people grow with you.
Brilliant. Smashed it.
There we go. Hopefully you've enjoyed that episode of Business Growth Secrets. And make sure to leave us a comment below. Perhaps there is a specific topic that you want to discuss, that you want to hear about. Perhaps there are some challenges that you're facing in business right now and you need a little bit of help. Want to be here for you. Want to be your business growth partner in your business to help you through those steps. So tell us how you're doing. Tell us what you're enjoying. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Business Growth Secrets podcast. Thanks, everybody. Hey everybody, Adam here, and I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous, and if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favour. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets, and if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favourite episode is perhaps. Every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive Academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.